K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
My name is Mickey.
Mickey as in like the mouse?
Yeah.
Sorry, I know you probably heard that all your life.
I don't think you were named after Mickey Mouse, were you?
No.
Oh, she gets that a lot.
I'm sorry.
You can tell.
I'm sorry.
What's going on?
Well, I'm having a little bit of an issue. I was at a Riverscape downtown the other day, and I noticed this guy was having trouble skating. He kept falling, so.
Sounds like me.
Was it for you?
No, it wasn't me. I wasn't there.
So I offered to give him, you know, a few pointers, and he was really sweet. He didn't mind the help, which was nice. He's from from Florida originally.
Oh, so okay.
I guess he just never learned to skate as a kid, turns out. So we really hit it off. Like right away. So we decided to go over to the Dublin Pub.
Oh.
And we sat by the fireplace they have in there.
Ooh. Romantic.
I know.
Yeah, it was fun. So he walked me to my car and we hugged, but I haven't heard from him now. So I don't really know why.
Now that doesn't make sense because you offered to help. Now I take it you're a good skater?
Yeah. Doing all my life.
Oh, wow.
See?
Now, how long was the hug? Was it like a little, like a bro hug? Like, or was it a nice long hug?
No, it was like a pretty decent hug. I mean, everything seemed like it was, we really hit it off. So I was kind of, when I haven't heard from him, I'm just kind of like, okay.
Were you at the Dublin Pub for a while then?
Yeah, we were there for a few hours. I mean, we talked about a lot of things.
Now you're doing it right.
I know.
Yeah.
Okay, well, did you say his name? What's his name?
I'm sorry?
Well, I didn't catch his name. What's his name?
Nick.
Nick?
Yeah.
Don't say it.
I know. Okay, I'll leave that alone. But all right, hold on a second, Mickey. We're going to get Nick on the phone here. We'll call. We'll see if we can find out some answers here for you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
Mickey, how did you learn how to skate so well? Because I have no clue, and I grew up around
here. I'm terrible.
My dad taught me.
Aw, okay. What a great thing.
I was on the ice out at the place in New York for 30 seconds, and I just gave up.
Oh, Rockefeller Center?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
That was you they showed. Oh,
it was me dragging myself off. Yeah. Hold on, Mickey. I got a couple more digits to push here, and we'll see if we can get Nick on the phone, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi there. Is this Nick?
Yeah, this is Nick.
Hey, Nick, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. What's up?
No way, I can't believe that.
Hi, Nick.
You got a few seconds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wow.
You all right?
Hi. I can't believe
you must be at work.
Not exactly what I expected. But I don't recognize this number.
Don't give it out, man. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. That's our private number. But
wow. Yeah, what's going on?
Well, we'd like to talk to you. You got a couple seconds to talk with us for a minute?
Sure.
How you like ice skating? Pretty well, we hear?
I just kind of tried it again. It's been a couple of decades. I gave it a shot.
We understand it was a little rough for you, and maybe you got some assistance from a nice young lady. Well, she actually called us, was wondering what happened to you, because she said you guys, did a little ice skating or attempted to, and then went to the Dublin Pub, but she got a hug and never heard from you.
Mickey was her name.
Mickey.
Oh, Mickey, yeah. Yeah, Mickey, she's a really, really sweet girl, super nice. I was falling all over the place, and I'm cool like that. I'll go hours just trying to figure it out myself, but she came over and helped me, and she was really easy to talk to. Yeah, we had a really good night, had a couple drinks at the pub, and that was it, really.
So there was no sparks? Because she thought there was.
She thought there was something there, man.
I thought there was something there, too. The thing is, like, I guess we didn't talk about, maybe we didn't talk enough about ourselves or something. I walked her to her car, and I saw that she had littered from top to bottom with these crazy bumper stickers, like really extreme ones. Like, I love being everything the right wing hates. My other car is a broomstick. And, there was one. I remember this because I had a burger at the pub, and it said, "Meat is murder."
Oh, no.
Ooh.
And I just was like, oh, yeah, this isn't going to work.
So they were all over her car?
Yeah, I was about to kiss her, and I thought, great, she's probably, like, disgusted that I have this burger on my breath.
Oh, no!
Burger breath.
Yeah, and then but that's just too extreme for me. I don't know. she's really cool, but not into the, like, hippie chicks.
Okay.
Wow. Uh-oh. Okay, I'm sorry. You guys, can I cut in?
Oh, yes.
Hey, she's on the phone.
Hi, Nick.
Oh.
Mickey Hippie.
Hi.
Yeah, you see, that wasn't even my car. That was my roommate.
Wasn't your car?
No.
Oh.
No. My roommate was letting me borrow hers because mine was in the shop.
Oh, man.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense now. Because you didn't, oh, wow, I'm sorry. You didn't seem like that. That's a relief.
That's a relief.
Oh, okay.
So you wouldn't like a roommate.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if I was like that? I mean, you kind of jumped to that conclusion without even, you know, asking me. You know, you're not going to ask me because I prefer salad?
Well, I mean, that was the end of the night. What am I going to ask you about all your stickers at the end of the night? Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you come to some weird conclusion that I am my car, you know, then maybe you should at least ask if that's my car. Or, I don't know. It just seems kind of... just a little closed-minded.
All right. You know what? You're right. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that. So you want to go out?
Oh,
what?
Well, we could help.
Yes, we can. Yeah. If you guys would both agree to go back out, we can send you on a dinner, give you a limo.
Yeah, you said there was a connection. There'll be no stickers on the limo.
No, yeah, maybe a K99 one.
Maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the whole night was really nice up to that point.
Yeah, I agree. It really was nice up to that point, but the fact that you can judge someone that quickly just kind of rubs me the wrong way, and I'm really not feeling this.
Ooh.
Oh, look.
I'm sorry.
Come on. You said I didn't really ask you or get to know the real you. You don't really know the real me yet either.
Apparently not, yeah.
Well, I think there's a valuable lesson to be learned from this.
Yes.
Don't judge a book by its cover, right?
And ask about bumper stickers.
Right. Yes. And if he falls down the next time, let him stay down, Mickey.
I learned.
Sorry, guys.
Nick, thanks for your time.
Yeah, thanks. It was nice talking to you guys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Mickey.
It's okay. Just you should probably try to be a little more open-minded next time.
Okay. That was awkward.